Salutations.
You're listening to We Be Nerds.
We Be Nerds.
There
and
you
this,
go.
And look, it's already longer than the 20-second one we already put up.
Yeah. And it has that's music.
It's yeah. one more subscriber.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, so Jamie and I, well, Jamie's finally here, and we have the host of the also popular Filterless podcast here as well.
I wouldn't Brandon. Go as far as to say also popular.
Also popular, not also popular.
Oh, also popular.
Popular.
Oh, so you're not saying you're popular?
No.
You have one subscriber for 20
hey, we
seconds,
sure do.
Dude. That's
whoever
fucking awesome.
Whoever you are, thank you.
I can
you.
Say fucking on your show, right?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Can I say cunts?
You can say whatever you want because we are truly filterless here.
Yes, unlike filterless.
Unlike filterless podcast.
Hey, we say cunts on filterless. We just don't have racist jokes or homosexual jokes.
I have racist jokes on there.
Oh, yes, you,
guys
you do.
Just look at me
I
funny
have homosexual
when I do,
jokes
so.
On there.
Well, you can have homosexual jokes. That's like me having white people jokes.
That's racist.
Yeah.
But we're okay with that.
Yeah. Here at We Be Geeks, we're okay with being racist and...
Nerds?
Nerds and making fun of homosexuals, I guess. As long as Jamie's here.
Yeah.
I also want to thank all those other losers over at Kitten Express.
Yep.
That's where all of our fan base is and the Clash of Clans that we play.
That's where part of our fan base is.
Yeah, that's where part of your guys'
You're
fan
welcome.
Base is as well.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks to us.
Yeah, thank you, Kitten Express. We love you. Over at Filterless Podcast, we're not going to call you out in bad ways. We actually love you. Unlike here at We Be Nerds. So, yeah, you guys are starting the show. You guys were on the show on Filterless.
Off
the,
and on.
The only, yeah. Well, and the only episode we had last week because of
yeah.
Snowpocalypse and my life running into a brick wall. And you kind of described what you're going to be doing here. And thanks for having me on your show. I'm excited. Yeah. First episode. I'm on number one.
You're yep. on number one.
I feel like, well, actually, I'm on number two.
I was thanks. On lucky number seven on your podcast.
Yeah, you were.
So.
Actually, you were on, like, this would your first one, what, would it be zero? The
yeah.
22nd one?
Yes.
It's like, that's number zero, which isn't really a number.
Don't times it by anything.
Yeah.
Or divide.
Also
it'll
be
make
zero.
It, yeah, it'll make it disappear. You have five apples? Not anymore. Times it by zero.
Fuck you, elementary
yeah.
school.
Roll that d20, times it by zero, and that's your score. That's your attack power.
I think I missed.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah, but here we are to talk about all the shit that we want to talk about on your podcast.
But I won't let you.
But, yeah, so now we're here.
So racist jokes. Yeah.
We be white folk.
Yeah. Oh, my God. God damn it. Ugh.
But yeah, hopefully along with this, Jamie and I and a lot of our other idiot friends will be putting up videos of us playing games and such on YouTube here soon. Yeah.
Hopefully this weekend will be Bang.
We're going to experiment with it tonight. We're hoping to play Bang. Very simple, good Western card game.
Yep.
I still haven't played that yet.
Fantastic.
I know. I've heard great things about
it. I now
it.
Not only own like the 5th anniversary version of it, but I had to buy the 10th anniversary version of it because it came out with more shit.
Yeah. On Filterless, we were like, hey, we're going to do video of us playing D&D, and then we never did it.
Nope.
So now you get these guys instead.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're
we're
welcome.
Like, yeah, you guys do that. We don't want to do that anymore.
And our first episode is perfect timing for the belated birthday of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yep. I like how it's the perfect timing for the belated of something. Like,
we're only a month late.
Well, we wouldn't be perfectly belated if we set it on the exact date
yeah, I
of
guess
the birthday.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We're perfectly belated.
We talked about D&D a little bit on Filterless. Kind of like more of what it meant for video games, though. So what's it mean to you guys?
We did that last time on your show, but we can
do
it again.
Oh, I guess we kind of did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Remember, I only listen to your podcast for the episodes I'm on, so I've listened to it like three times
now. I didn't listen to that one. I was just there. Yeah.
You were none of your own views on last week's
yes, I was none of
Filterless
them.
Podcast.
So I'd feel kind of bad if I was just like listening to my own podcast all the time. I'd feel weird. I listen to it when it's not on the internet to like double check for mistakes and stuff like that.
Like,
that
post
I never
forget.
That I never catch. Because that's, yeah. I'm sure that's going to happen with your guys' too.
Yep.
Well, and I'm going to be running a Pathfinder game here soon, which we will probably be throwing up as well. And Jamie will be DMing a D10 system.
Yep. Legend of the Five Rings. my first time DMing, so that'll be fun times.
I bet it's not as fun because you only use half number dice instead of D20s.
No, it's still going to be good. I have some good ideas.
How about you explain that a little better for people that...
Oh, that's on Jamie. I've never played a D20 system or a D10 system.
Yeah, I've never played... The only D&D I've ever played was a D20. So what's a D10 like?
I bet it has 10 sides.
Yeah. Yes, there are half the sides of a D20.
God. Mind is blown.
Woo. Yeah, welcome, I bet you everybody. Didn't see that coming. No, for instance, like when you attack kind of thing, you know, for D&D, say you have a 3D something or whatever is your attack.
For damage, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, damage. You know what I mean.
Attack roll is just a D20.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean. Shut
he
up.
He knows what you mean, but your listeners might not.
That's true.
I've been playing D20 since I was like 10. Yeah. So.
But you would say it's you have 3K2 is you roll 3 and you keep 2 would be how your damage rolls with that. And then, of course, your attack is...
You just hit a spring.
Just beating up my microphone stand.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us use your equipment.
Yeah, here you go. Boom.
That's what happens when you talk with your hands and you're just like all over
even
the place.
Even though we're on an audio show.
Yeah. I'm groping Jamie's forehead again.
I like it.
That happens every time we talk on a podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know shit about D10, though. I don't know shit about D20.
D20, let's say. You were that chubby elf wizard that one time.
I was an awesome chubby elf wizard. The second time I played with that character, though, I played with like Mark and his group, Donnie and them. And I, man, it was funny because I was basically just wandering through the woods after, you remember the ship, and then we wrecked, and then we were like, went off our own ways or whatever.
We killed slaver pirates.
Yes, we did kill slaver pirates. But, I went off in my own direction and then met up with their quest, essentially, so that I didn't have to make a new character.
Yeah.
And I was just wandering through the woods, and they kept, like, casting, like, little ghost things, I don't know, like, of my familiar. Like, and I was like, oh, that's your god. Go, Toad. Go live with your god. I'm done with you. And tried to walk away, and he was like,
no. You were like when Ash found all the Bulbasaur.
Yeah, basically.
Like, and all the Pikachu.
Yeah.
And the 30 of every Pokemon he's ever had.
Yep.
Except I was just like, go away. There's your god. Go be with him. You're dying. Because I was hallucinating. Or my character, I should say, was Bonzo the something. I don't remember. Pretty awesome character.
Well, I just started playing a D&D campaign with them that they already had established where they're playing monsters, but their monsters are good. And I am a bugbear. I am a friendly bugbear that got, like, cast out of the bugbear society. And somehow I'm a rogue. I'm not really sure how that happens, I guess.
What's a bugbear?
It's literally, like, this really big bear-looking thing that... It's a goblinoid, but it's, like, a massive goblin
that's
furry.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's not a bug that's also a bear, unfortunately.
That's what I was
D&D
picturing.
Wasted that name.
Oh, yeah. Bluff my way to convincing Donnie's character that I am not a real bugbear because he's like, are you a real bugbear? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to roll and like bluff. And so now he just thinks I'm a real bear walking around with a wig.
Not to be confused with an owl bear, which is literally looks like a bear mixed with an owl. I don't know why they messed up bugbear, but got owl bear right.
I'm going to start a campaign of nothing but owlbears. That's it.
That's all you run into ever?
I mean,
no. That's
or that's all you are?
That's all you are.
40 years of official D&D sanctioned monsters, and they get some right, and then they just waste the name on others.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a bugbear would be awesome.
You should just name it Goblin Bear.
Yeah, like a praying mantis bear thing.
That'd be terrifying.
Oh my god.
That'd be so scary. I'd be so happy about it, though.
I'm really liking how random this podcast is already.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I have no complaints.
We be nerds.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about like what other creatures we could create.
Well, actually, in that same campaign Jamie's talking about, I used to play it, and I found a creature that is basically just a half and a half. You just choose two different creatures and adjust.
The half-fey thing, or...
It can be used
half.
Of any creatures. Okay. And you have to choose a humanoid and then some kind of monster for your bottom half of your body. So I was an orc with octopus tentacles.
That's
so I could, like,
amazing.
Walk up trees and stuff. It's terrifying.
That's
and I played
terrifying.
It as the biggest pansy ever.
That's awesome.
That's what mermaids should look like. Like they should have
Ursula.
Yeah, Ursula.
I guess that's true. That did happen. Never mind.
Except for with an orc body.
Yeah, retract.
Don't get us sued by Disney just because you're forgetting Ursula.
Shut up.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's why I'm on your podcast. We're not Jews here. I'm trying to... Don't kill us. I'm on your podcast so that I can get you sued by Disney. That is my new goal.
Well, good. I'm going to start telling more terrible jokes on Filterless.
That's fine.
I refuse to be filtered.
So basically every joke you tell is just a terrible joke.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Perfect.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And then Jamie and I also, to get off the subject of D&D randomly, have started playing a game called Descent: Journey into the Darkness.
Well, that's not so off D&D.
Yeah, it's a lot like a pre-made D&D quest game, and we spent way too much money on it.
Yeah, I actually... Yeah. Well, go ahead and say the price.
So far, I've spent way too much money on it.
Well, brand new, they're going for $280 because they've been out of print for a few years, and we've already used one for like $140.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what's that, like... How much does it differ from D&D? Is there, like, pre-made characters and stuff
well,
like that?
Yeah, it's got pre-made characters, but you also have... Like, if us three were playing, you two would be heroes, and I'd be the overlord. I'd set up the map tiles and everything. I'd set up all the bad guys, and then you guys go through it and buying gear, and I'm trying to keep you guys from winning. It's just, like, pre-made D&D.
How'd you find out about that game?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I buy a lot of Fantasy Flight, which is the brand board games, and I was looking through one of their old catalogs and found that.
Awesome.
And they've updated it to a version 2, but supposedly it's just really boring.
Yeah.
You should play that on video, because I wanna know more about it.
We will be.
And if you play it with a full 4 people and, like, the Overlord, it can supposedly take up to, like, 5 hours to play.
And from what we've played, it's really not... skewed towards the Overlord winning, really.
Yeah, the only
it just
way
depends
the Overlord
on how you play it.
Can win, really, is if you take too long, because if he draws through his deck of cards, the heroes lose, but they just stomp and rape their way through the
enemies. Yeah,
because
if they die, also they get resurrected, right?
Yeah, and they come back to life with, like, full life and everything, so...
Like, whenever you played, or when I played D&D, the first time I ever played was with you... And you just ran at the enemies and almost got us killed. I somehow saved us on accident.
I was a cleric in, like, full plate mail, and Donnie was ripping us a new one.
Yeah.
Only on me, because he was only rolling against me, and it was terrible.
Well, I was hiding, and I actually made myself into, like, one of the guards with magic. I don't remember.
Tanks are supposed to be hit and not be damaged, and I just couldn't not be damaged that game.
Yeah, and you could not get hit. Like, you couldn't hit for shit either. Like, you're just kind of like, I hit you for... Oh, I
like in
one.
That descent until you get to, like, the final area, the heroes can one shot, like, everything.
Oh yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
It's way too
easy. Because when I was the Overlord, we played on the monsters were level 5, and they only really gain, like, one life and one
like
shield
one life
or something.
And, like, one armor. It's just it's incredibly fun. It's just really hard for the bad guy to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now I play more video games. Obviously,
yeah.
I do a video game podcast. There's a reason. But lately, you guys have been getting me into a lot more tabletop.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten you into Magic in the past 6, 7, 8 months.
Which I played Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh! And all that stuff whenever I was little, like real little. So Magic was kind of like out of my realm.
Coming back into it.
Yeah, out of my realms of knowledge, really. At the time, I did play it. So now that I'm getting back into it, it's kind of like, oh, I need to know more about it. Like, but one thing I've found with tabletop games in general, even if you play any type of tabletop game, it's kind of like, hey, we don't necessarily like how this plays. It's too easy. It's too this. It's too that.
Homebrew.
Here's our new rules for it.
And we'll be explaining that in certain games we homebrew. Like, there are characters we love in Bang that are too underpowered.
Yeah.
So to make people want to play with them, we, you know, give them an extra life, give them this ability.
Yeah. We have a lot of, like, home rules for Bang, I think, too. Like,
yeah, we have a lot.
There's a dynamite card that I'm guessing in regular play you can put it in front of whoever you want. But the way we play is that if you draw dynamite on your turn, it goes in front of you and it starts next turn. Just kind of make it more interesting.
Make
to have
it more
the
Russian roulette with dynamite instead of a shitty gun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Laura is the lord and master of Bang because she just collects everything somehow.
Now, we played, Betrayal on the house?
Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Okay. Yeah. Betrayal at House on the Hill. And we actually thought about like making our own characters for Just because you can do that. And it's like, you know, you play like MMOs and you play games like that. Like if you're into the video game realm of things and you can kind of customize things, but like.
Well, and that's how I explain D&D to people. I'm like, you can take your favorite video game forever and you're still constricted to what the game wants you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you can go off in a different direction, but you're still.
I've never not played a D&D game where I've pissed off our DM because he wants us to go this way. I was like, nah, fuck the story. We're going to go this way.
Yeah.
Just fuck off.
Good luck making a new story while we're going.
Yeah, this is my game. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah. And that's one thing I do really like about tabletop, like, in comparison. Well, even with Magic, like, how many, like, types of games we've made up where it's like, hey, you don't attack until 10 turns.
Well, or there have been rules that used to be rules 10 years ago, which Wizard doesn't play with anymore, and... Nah, we're going to keep playing with those rules. We like those rules better.
Like being able to untap after you draw if you forget.
Yeah, that's just fucking up, but no.
Yeah, you need to just pay attention to what you're doing and untap your damn cards. So, I don't know. That's like the key to tabletop.
Well, or we had a DM that most Dungeon Masters don't play a character at the same time. They obviously introduce NPCs. And he would always introduce ones that he would like to play. So they had awesome loot, were really badass, and we just gang up and kill them to take their loot. Just to piss him off because we didn't like him.
Also, don't make a character like that if you know your group's going to do something like that.
Yeah, if you're playing with a bunch of douchebags that you know personally, don't give us a target.
Yeah. Ooh, that's shiny. Let's get it.
Yeah. Like, oh, does he have a +2 sword? Let's kill his ass. Somebody can use it.
Mm-hmm. Is this the same one who you wanted to change your gender? And then his character was, he didn't know what it did and he just stole it, the item anyway? Yeah.
I always play a chick in D&D because nobody plays females.
Really? That's strange. I played a male, but that's because I basically based the character.
Well, it's especially strange because you always see so many guys playing females in like World of Warcraft and stuff. But nobody wants to play an actual. I guess it's because you have to role play in D&D, and nobody wants to role play as a chick.
Oh,
why?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no.
I'd be like, I'm going to that bar. I'm gonna fuck that guy.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna steal his money in the morning.
Yeah. I'm going to give him my venereal diseases.
Excellent.
That is, yeah, that's my plan.
I actually have a book by D&D that introduces sexually transmitted diseases.
That is fantastic.
Let's get a little more into that.
It's the book of erotic fantasies. It introduces, like, sex toys as weapons.
Oh, my God.
How different races can
so
mate.
We're going to play with this, right?
Specific spells. They even have, like, some creepy, like, rapey spells.
That's
like
awesome.
Sexually transmitted disease spells. And,
I know what I'm
and
doing.
Their effects. Like, oh, -2 strength. I think herpes gives you a -2 charisma because you look terrible because you've got it around the mouth. It's
awesome.
A good book. I bought it.
So, how in-depth does
that go?
There's
a lot of
tits
in the book.
Does it go, like, in-depth to the...
It's literally reading a player's handbook, but all about sex and kink.
Okay, so, like, say you're, like, a goblin and you have sex with an elf. Is there, like, a specific transmitted disease you'll get for that?
Well, I don't know if it goes like that. Sexually transmitted diseases are just anybody, but literally says, like, what your stats of your offspring would be for being a half-fucking goblin, half-elf.
Well, I mean, like, I always heard that AIDS came about from humans fucking monkeys.
Well, then you're thinking kobolds instead of goblins, because kobolds are nasty, living in filth creatures.
Well, yeah, I was just, like, using that as a comparison. It's like, you know, having sex with an animal, like, of, you know, different species, it'll create disease. So I was
that's true.
That'd be awesome if you played D&D and you're like, nope, now there's this new disease, and it's like...
Because for some reason, someone fucked a kobold.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they weren't a kobold. So.
Yeah, it's a fun book.
That
I have like 30 D&D books and supplements of every type and order.
Okay. So you guys said you're going to be playing Bang tonight, though. So since that video might be going up, obviously after people would have listened to this episode, go in a little more detail about that. Because I haven't got to play it, and it, you know, what's...
I'm personally a huge fan of, like, old cheesy spaghetti westerns.
Yeah, who isn't?
Or even, like, serious westerns. This game is so cheesy and spaghetti westernish that every card is written in Italian with English subtitles.
Yeah.
So, it gets incredibly fun. You have a sheriff and however many other players are all secret, whatever their roles are. And it's like the sheriff wants to kill the outlaws and the renegades. The outlaws got to kill the sheriff. And it's all in secret.
Oh, that's
just
awesome.
A really fun.
The only one that you know is the sheriff.
So it's kind of a backstabber game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. That's because amazing.
Well, and what's really bad is if you play with enough people, there are also deputies who are face down roll cards. So you can be blasting the shit out of your deputy and not even know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, so you could be like killing the people you want to save, basically.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, because you also can only shoot someone sitting next to you or one space away.
Unless you get better guns.
Yeah, unless you get better guns or something that helps you see farther away. And the sheriff could be on the other side of the table, so you have to eliminate the person next to you, but that could be another outlaw. Like, that could be your partner, and you have to kind of get them to get through them sometimes.
That's a really fun
I
game.
Always
we
kill Santa Claus.
Lot.
That's really awesome.
We always kill Santa Claus. He's an actual character.
Wait, he's like...
Claus the Saint is a character in Bang.
My life is incomplete.
Yeah, you should play this game.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful game.
So, I might be on this video tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because I might be playing this game tonight.
So, you're going to bang?
I'm going to bang.
We're going to bang.
We're going to bang.
We're all going to bang. So
doing it on the table.
Yeah. We're going to bang on the table.
Yep.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Oh, there you go, listeners. You get to listen to me suck snot.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a laptop I play all my games on. I have a PS4, but lately I've just been looking more forward to board game nights because I've owned plenty of, like, $60 board games, but I've never had people to play them with, and now I actually have a group to play them with. So me and Jamie have been spending way too much money on board games.
Yeah.
And that's something, like, one thing that's nice about board games is, like, you buy games, like, you know, PS4 games, for instance, for $60. And then, like, you know, in a year, the graphics are outdated and the gameplay is, like, kind of clunky and outdated. You know, like, things change. Some things get better. Not all games are like that. Don't get me wrong. But with board games, it's like, we're still playing Risk. We're still playing D&D. We're still playing, like,
all
these old games.
Well, even with D&D, with every 10, 15 years of a new system coming out, you still have people that only play Dungeons and Dragons first edition. You still have people that only play D&D 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Most people still play 3 because 4 suck cock. Yeah. Like, and now the new system's getting ready to come out this year.
Isn't it going to be called
D&D Next?
Yeah.
I think because if they're playing it safe, because I think if it sucks, they could just be like, oh, well, we meant to make 5.0 first. Like,
I think they should have called it D&D 4.0s.
Yeah.
Just, you know, apple it. That'd been a good way to do it. So,
I think more people play Magic than own iPhones anyway. So,
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Might be close.
There's a lot of people that own iPhones.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really crazy to me how many people own iPhones. Get an Android phone.
Yep. Get an Android. We all have a Galaxy 4 sitting here right now.
No, I have a Galaxy 3.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, loser. I'm old.
So the two hosts of this show each have Galaxy 4s.
Yep.
Yeah. That guy that's on Filterless needs to buy consoles instead.
Yeah.
Hey, the Steam machine's coming out, man. I gotta save my money.
Yeah.
Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Table. Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Do it on the table.
Okay, well, that sounded dirtier than it needed to be, but,
You're welcome.
What game are we talking about today, Jamie?
We'll talk more about
our first podcast ever.
More
second.
On
second.
Second.
If you times the first one by this one, it'd be zero.
Yeah, that's true.
So on our second zero episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
On our negative second episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can talk more about Betrayal on House on the Hill, which I love because there's 50 different scenarios you can play out.
And Brandon's played that one.
Yeah, yes. And Brandon knows this one.
Well, actually, Eddie, you have kept track of, like, a good portion.
Most, about half of every scenario we've ever played, which of the six characters started it, and whether we won and lost, it's pretty difficult game to win.
Yeah, they just beat me the other day because I played it really retardedly and kept forgetting to pick up the items. But... What was it? Did I turn into a ghost?
You turned invisible.
Well, it's a really fun game. Kind of reminds me of Clue, but you are walking around a house, exploring rooms, and after a random amount of time, something bad happens. One of your characters either becomes a bad guy or it's against everybody. Like, we've run into like a Saw house kind of scenario where we all had collars.
Well, that one was a hidden traitor, right?
Oh, that's true. I forgot I was a hidden bad guy. But there are ones that are everybody for themselves or no bad guy.
Like, the treasure hunt one is everybody for themselves. And you can attack other players in that one, but you can't kill anyone.
Yeah, it's really fun, random game.
But as you
we'll definitely have to throw some videos up of it everybody can make sense of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, because as you explore the house, like, there are a bunch of random tiles, and depending on what floor you're on, you lay that tile out, and you either get an item, an event. Yeah, something shitty happens. Sometimes good, but not often with events.
Barely.
Yeah. And if you're Laura, again, you just
And it's
get
all
bitten.
Terror theme, because when you read them out loud, it's like, oh, blood's dripping from the walls. Do you go insane or not?
Yeah, like, you're basically making your own, like, horror movie.
And you have to roll to see, like, what you're going to, like, if you're going to, like, be like, oh, no, that gust of wind was just a gust of wind.
Yeah,
not
so it doesn't scare me. I actually am now more sane, because I'm like, meh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. And I do like the tile system where it's just like you all start in one area and as you go out, the house builds itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you play a lot of tabletop games like Risk, for instance, where it's just kind of like here's the board.
It's a static board.
Here, mm-hmm. Yeah, play the game. But with Betrayal, it's like, no, you're kind of just creating the board as you're playing. Yeah.
And we've only ever had one that was like a perfectly square main floor and upstairs, so it actually looked like a house instead of just sprawling.
Yeah, usually it's
corridors.
Kind of crazy. And we kind of build it around where our table limit is. So like, oh, we're too far on this side, so let's just build the house going this way to the opposite side.
I love whenever you, like, there. I mean, I guess I should explain a little bit more, is like, there's obviously like your random rooms that are like actual rooms of a house, but you'll also get like stuff like the garden and stuff like that, and it's like, hey, why is there a garden in the middle of my house? Or a graveyard?
Are we
in
an old Roman household where you gotta walk through the
or
room?
My favorite is when you build the house out and around in front of the front door. Like, we've done that before where somebody put, like, because you start out right in the entryway, and then if you build out and bring the room around to right in front of the door, it's like, okay, now this house.
I was like, well, no wonder we're stuck in here doing this crazy shit.
How
like,
did we even get
there's
here?
There's a fucking kitchen right out the front door.
Yeah. How did I get into this house is the good question.
Yeah, magic.
I love getting in the basement as well.
And getting stuck down there?
Yeah. Because, like, now, for, you know, people who haven't played Betrayal, there's, you know, the upstairs. But there's stairs to the upstairs, like, as soon as you get, you know, there. But there's a coal chute that you just kind of...
You just kind of fall into a trap door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you randomly stumble upon it, and then
you
you're just
stuck in the basement.
You have
to randomly draw the basement tiles to be able to climb back up to the main floor.
Yeah. Unless you're the bad guy. The bad guy can't get stuck, so it just goes up and down as it pleases.
Yeah,
there's also like a TARDIS-like mystical elevator that'll take you to any floor.
Yeah.
As long as you don't roll zero.
I'm glad we all like Doctor Who here. Jamie.
Faggot.
I've watched like half the first episode.
Is there a Doctor Who board game?
I'm probably. Sure there is.
Why aren't we playing that?
I want a Doctor Who e-cigarette.
I know.
It's like a fucking sonic screwdriver.
I know.
Is that
That'd
a thing?
So
or
awesome.
They
just,
should be. Okay. It better be.
I know there's a kid on YouTube, because I actually looked that up before, and he did mod one of the, you know, you can buy the sonic screwdriver, like, if you go up to any comic book shop, basically.
Yeah.
They have those sonic screwdriver sets, and he modded one of those, and he built an electronic cigarette into it.
Jesus.
Now, it'd be even better if it made the sound, but it does not make the sound, so that's kind
of
disappointing.
Yeah, a lot of people have made dripper tanks, it looks like, for, sonic screwdriver. Somebody need to get on Etsy with this shit.
Yeah, I'd be so happy.
God damn it. Okay, well, Betrayal into Doctor Who e-cigs.
Yeah, I guess we should get back on to Betrayal a little bit. The times that I've played it, I got aliens attacking the house, I turned into a ghost, and then, like, Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I do really enjoy about
it's
that game.
It's really random.
Yeah.
I did one where everybody else got shrunk down. And
oh, my
I had
God, that was
cats
the greatest.
Trying to eat them as they were trying to escape in a toy airplane. And my cats did eat them.
Yeah, we lost that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's just amazing.
I mean, there's, like, dragons. There's a guy with swarms of rats. There's...
Yeah.
I mean, Ouroboros, there's all kinds of old myths and shit.
Not to, you know, talk badly about my trade, which is video games, but one thing I do like about, like about tabletop is it seems like sometimes they're more creative with their villains.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, I think it's because, like, board games aren't worried about selling 10 million copies. They're just like, somebody somewhere is going to buy this, so we don't have to play it super safe with things.
Yeah, and they'll tell their friends. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more loyalist. I don't
well, I mean, for me and you to play together, we have to each buy a $60 copy of a game. For us three to sit here and play a board game, only one of us has to buy it.
Or, yeah, all three of us could just throw in $20 and have a new game. Because it's like, especially if you have a good group of friends that it's just kind of like, because like Betrayal's Tyler's, right?
Yes. He's only played it like twice.
It lives at my house.
He's been on Filterless before, and he just bought this game, left it at Jamie's house so that everybody could play it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like me and Jamie both are about even with spending money on board games because we just keep buying one and another, and then everybody can play them there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's exciting to me that you can do that.
It's just whatever you want to make, do it.
Yeah. Pretty much. So, well, it's been 30 minutes.
Well, hell, that was easy then. So we can definitely do this. You know, maybe it won't take another a millennium before we get another one out.
Probably will. You know, not that you have this awesome hookup from this, you know, one guy that already does this podcast
and his beautiful studio that sort of resembles a studio.
Yeah,
totally a studio. Definitely.
So, all right, go ahead and say goodbye to your your fans.
Well, we'll maybe be back here in the future.
I'm sure.
And by maybe, we will be back in the future.
We will. I'll be back. Yeah. And so will Jamie.
Yeah. Thank you.